I'm Catherine Smart.
And I'm Rochelle Bingham.
And this is Reality Mums, your go-to podcast for reality TV, pop culture, mum life, and all things in between. We are finally back for another episode of Reality Mums. And after what feels like, forever since we've done a regular episode, we've been putting up all these celebrity interviews. And we're finally able to talk about these shows that have consumed us for the last 2-3 weeks. How are you doing, Rochelle?
I'm good, thank you. Happy to sort of get back into it and have a normal episode.
Yeah, and I tell you what, it's nice to just talk about something light because everything is so heavy right now. Obviously, over the weekend, we had that terrible event at Bondi. And you know what? It's all over the news. And mums especially really seem to be feeling this one because of the victims and their families. And it's just, while we want to acknowledge the fact that it happened, I can't let it consume me anymore because the news cycle just is running with this 24/7.
Yeah. We will do what we do best and bring you the news from the reality world. And you can use the normal news to keep up to date with that, but our thoughts and with everybody that's been affected by it. And you can always contact Beyond Blue if you're affected, even if you weren't there. It's really important to be kind to yourself. But yes, we are here to bring you all the reality news. So there is so much going on. We've got breaking news coming from everywhere today. I'm exhausted.
Oh, just overnight, just overnight alone. I'll let you break it all. Yeah.
We've got Lala last week, which seems like, I think it was last week. It feels like it was 6 months ago. She's having a baby girl. She's released that she's having her second baby. She's done the gender reveal. So she's pregnant with her second baby girl. We've got Candace from The Real Housewives of Potomac. We've been following her for a couple of years now with her IVF journey. Overnight, she's released that she is pregnant, which is really nice.
And not returning to Potomac either.
Not returning.
Yep.
On Potomac as well, Robin has been fired.
Finally.
So finally, because that was a snore fest at the best. So Juan is now able to cheat in peace just with his wife. And we've got Alexia from Miami. Her husband, overnight it's broken that her husband has filed for divorce from her.
Yeah, and it's not one of those nice joint divorce announcements.
No.
He has filed for it. She's shocked and has put posts up about it. Like I think that's going to be messy.
Yes. The other thing that I wanted to talk about just quickly, because we're not going to talk about it on here. There's a new series called The Matchmaker, which is Patty from The Millionaire Matchmaker. It's on Stan. I hadn't really seen anything about it. And then the other day I went in because I'm watching RuPaul's Drag Race and it was there. So there's one episode available on Stan, but she is matchmaking people who aren't necessarily millionaires. And there's a few, like Golnessa from Shaz is on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see Jeff Lewis coming up. So I thought, it might be just one that people are interested in if they've got time or if they're into more of those matchmaker shows.
Yeah. That'll be a good watch. We've also got some breaking news that's just come out. Crystal is not returning to Beverly Hills, which I'm a little bit surprised about because this season really was her breakout season. She finally found her feet. She was interesting. She had a voice. That's just a very interesting casting decision. I think from the wording of what I saw, she's chosen not to come back. It's not that she was fired or put on pause, but we'll see.
I like Crystal this season.
Yeah. Yeah. She was really good this season. I'm missing Housewives. There's just not enough Housewives on right now. It really is a bit of a drought, but it's okay. We've got plenty to talk about. Now, before we get into our other regular shows, can we just please talk about Bluey, The Sign? So we had the 28-minute episode air on Sunday. I set an alarm. I sat there and watched it. I think the kids watched it for a little bit. I was more interested. It was just so good. And I've posted today that we're now rivaling Scott and Charlene from Neighbours. So it's taken 36 years, but we now have a new Scott and Charlene. It was such a good episode. And Another little piece of breaking news. Everyone was led to believe that that was the final episode for season three and that there would then be a long break. There is another episode which you can see the description of on IMDb, and it's called Surprise. So we've got an extra episode coming this weekend, and that just warms my heart right now. I feel like the world needs another episode of Bluey. We just need one more because we cried. I know I cried. I know Australia cried watching The Sign.
Yeah,
I just think everyone's so emotional.
I had no plan to cry. I like Bluey, but there's been times where Bluey has annoyed me just because the parents are so overachieving. But I was like, I am not going to cry. Why are these people crying over Bluey? And here I was crying, and the kids are like, "Are you crying, Mummy?" I'm like, "Oh my goodness, it's so it's their house," and it was just, yeah. So I did have tears in my eyes. The kids love Bluey, and it's just nice to have something nice for them to watch. It gives me, in lockdown, they watched it all the time. It was almost like a comfort show. It was something that they'd both sit and watch. And even though Hudson's getting older, he still finds it funny because you know how there's the adult humor in it as well? He's starting to cross over to understand all the jokes. It's just a nice, easy watch that everyone can watch, and even my husband will sit down and watch it. So it is nice to have another episode, and well
There's
done to Bluey. It's been amazing.
a line in The Sign where they're talking about going up to the lookout. And I think it's Chilly. She says, we used to come up to the lookout and think.
Yes.
And I'm laughing, and Violet's saying to me, what are you laughing at, Mum? I'm like, it's okay.
I'm thinking it's funny.
But the moment that got me, the moment that sent me over the edge was when Chilly tackled Bandit after he took down the sign. And there's no speaking, it's music. It's a beautiful song. That's going to be a hit song. But you see, the animators have drawn Chili's shoulders going up and down. Like you can tell she's crying and sobbing,
Sobbing.
but they
Yeah.
don't want to traumatize the kids
No,
watching.
they're
Oh,
traumatizing
they're
us.
traumatizing the parents. So, anyway, so that's enough about Bluey. Bluey is my life right now.
Nice to know there's another Bluey one. Something that has finished and could do with a longer break than any sort of Bluey season that we've ever had is Potomac. How they managed to A, drag that season out for so long, and B, have a three-part reunion is beyond me because I can't really tell you much that happened in the season. There was a fight. There was a fight between Wendy and Necker. We are not going to address that fight because it's culturally sensitive. They've explained that in the reunion that it's quite a taboo subject. So I'm leaving that for them to explain. But also, if it's so culturally sensitive, I don't understand why they spent so much of the show on that fight.
It made no
I
sense.
just don't get it because we didn't understand it really. The average viewer wouldn't have really understood
No.
the semantics of the whole fight. And then we're not meant to. It's a
No.
taboo subject. So that's great. But then they could have given us some different content. I don't know why Bravo ran with that storyline as a
And I
major
think
thing for a lot of
Andy
weeks.
really summed it up at the beginning. Before anything had started with the reunion, he called them out for being frustrating as a cast and as a show, how frustrating it was as a viewer. And I've never seen him do that before, but it summed it
No.
up perfectly. It's they were going down paths they shouldn't have been touching. They've got to remember that at the end of the day, they're here to entertain the viewers. There is an
Yes.
entertainment value that needs to be there, and none of them were up to the task.
No. And then constantly trying to crown people as queen of Potomac, of North
Oh, who
Potomac.
cares?
And then at the end of the reunion, they crowned Andy. That's not entertaining.
No, that was
Robin
soft.
annoys me. Yeah. Robin annoys me. I don't, like, if she's happy with her marriage how it is, that's fine. But she just comes across as whingy and blah. I'm not surprised that she got fired. She's like a wet rag. The only other notes that I've got is when Gordon's come out. So the last 5 minutes of the last episode where Mia and Gordon's wedding, they've come out, they've fallen apart. She's been having sort of an affair, but he knew about it for all those years and with this radio personality, she puts it. So that was quite interesting to me. That last 5 minutes of that episode, I messaged you and said, I know you're not really watching Potomac, but just watch this part. And that was quite interesting. But Gordon has come out and said quite bravely that he's been diagnosed with bipolar and bipolar C, I think you said it is, which is quite the
Bipolar one?
oh, bipolar
I
one,
thought
is it?
bipolar one. I think he said bipolar
Yeah.
one.
And he said it's quite the extreme version of how his manic episodes go. So he's obviously has very big ups and downs. I thought it was quite good that he came out, like it was brave. And to see me is still supporting him and talking about that, I was interested in that. I just wish more of the season was like that, but I'm glad it's over.
Mia really carried that season.
Yes.
That's how I felt about the season. That girl that showed up at the reunion, the one that was involved in the fight, just in
Oh, yeah,
that
the fight.
last sort of off-camera fight, but there's footage floating around the internet. She just brought so much life to it. I can't remember what her name was, but if they're replacing Robin, bring that girl in because I was more interested in watching her for those few minutes that she was on the TV than I was watching the entire season.
And the same with Necca. I asked you earlier, it was Necca a full-time housewife? And you said that she wasn't. I didn't feel that.
And there was
Anyway.
this one moment, I think it was in part one of the reunion, where the camera was focused on the couches and they had literally cut her off. She was sitting there. So then when she started talking, because she'd had no input to the conversation, they had to zoom out to capture her because she wasn't even a part of it. I thought it was
No.
so cheeky of the editors to do
Yeah.
that because it was so obvious.
Because her main storyline was just that cultural thing.
I don't care.
No, I
No,
don't care.
I'm in a mood. You're in a mood.
I'm in a mood. I had to declare that. Nasty, pasty little mood today. But anyway.
Anyway, I'm also in a mood with Vanderpump. So we were so excited for Vanderpump, but as we've discussed previously, it's not that Vanderpump had a good season last season. It's that something really big happened to make us really interested in Vanderpump. So where I'm at with it now, I'm certainly not going to it and being like, I have to watch this. I have to watch it. It's must-see TV. It's there in the background. I feel really bad for Jo. Jo,
So.
to me, it's like she's just been thrown to the wolves with this cast. It's very Mean Girls. She's really quirky. She's very different to a lot of people, but the way that they're treating her, I feel icky watching it, and I don't like the way that she's being treated. I do think that she deliberately dyed Schwartz's hair to look as bad as it did because the way that he's treating her and almost gaslighting her probably a little bit into thinking that they have more of a relationship than they do, he's really coming across badly this season.
I feel for Joe, going back to the first part of what you said. I feel for Joe, the way that the girls have treated her, just because she's a bit different, and then they're hanging their hat on it all because she knew about the Scandoval thing. And I'm like, well, really, she was there for Schwartz. So she's coming, I know she was sort of in the group on the outer. But she was never in the inner circle of the group. It wasn't really her place to be out there saying things. She's different in her personality. I don't think she's a bad person. And this week, I felt incredibly sorry for her. And this, my friends, is exhibit A of why you do not date your hairdresser unless you're planning on being a nice person. Because, oh my God, it looks horrible. But good on her. I'm glad she did that because
Yeah,
she
do
was
it
on.
again.
I listened to her on Rachel's podcast. She went on Rachel's podcast and she gave the background of that party where they put the wristbands on, the singles party. And her and Tom had agreed to not, they were there to support Sandoval. And then he got there and put the green wristband on. So he's, in some ways, I find him a lot more dangerous than Sandoval. Sandoval owns, like, he's just out there. He's a greaseball. Okay, no one likes him. Schwartz plays dumb puppy dog eyes, but he is not.
No.
And I don't like that. The way that Joe calls him T Money, that needs to stop. I don't know what that was. T Money,
And
I don't
vice
like.
versa, the way that he calls her
Joseph.
Joseph. That annoys me, especially when she was upset and he was like,
Yes.
Joseph, Joseph. Her name's Jo. Stop calling her Joseph. Like, it's just,
Yeah,
didn't like it.
he's not being a nice person. I'm struggling with Lala. In some ways, some of the things that she says, I agree, but I feel like she's somehow hosting the show. She's going around trying to be on everyone's side. She's trying to be a softer person, but I can see why people are a bit annoyed with her because in the past, she's been quite said a lot of really nasty things, and when it was her breakup, and now she's trying to be this Mother Teresa of the group and accepting everybody. It's hard to watch, but then in some of the things she says, I find Ariana annoying as well. And I know that what happened to her was awful, but Sandoval hasn't killed somebody. He hasn't done anything that bad. She's staying in the house, and I get it that she's staying there, but it's obviously affecting her mentally. And I think at some point, maybe you need to go, right, I don't feel safe in the house. I don't like it here. My dog was hurt, which I think seems weird because she left the food there for a whole weekend, which I think is disgusting.
Can you imagine the
But
smell of that
maybe
room?
just move out. If it's mentally easier, maybe it is time to just move out.
There's no likability with any character. None of.
James.
Oh, yeah,
Yeah.
James.
Oh,
And,
and
oh, yeah,
Ali.
sorry. And Ali. James and Ali. Really enjoying them and loving their commentary, which is
Yes.
basically calling everyone out for being like strange. So, but they can't carry the show and they're not carrying it.
No, and then you've got the Tom and Katie love triangle has been activated this week. So it's with the babysitter, Tori, I think her name
Rory, I
is.
think, yeah.
And we know that Katie is doing these things to annoy Schwartz. She's saying she's not. I think I'd feel better about it if she owned it. I don't care what she does. I don't care who she kisses or who she slept with. Schwartz had it coming, but just say what it is. Like James says, you can see that she's doing it for that reason. I find Katie like a bit of a dark cloud. She just doesn't seem happy or.
No.
I'm not sure. It's not gelling with me.
No.
And the only two people I do really enjoy is, James and Ali. I'm not enjoying Sheena and Brock. And you really don't like Brock,
No,
so.
I can't stand Brock. I really can't
No.
stand him.
No.
I watch these shows because I want them to bring me some joy, and this one doesn't.
No.
So. Which
It's
is a
flat.
shame.
Okay, so now we'll move on to the Valley. So,
Good.
speaking of Vanderpump, so we've spoken, one of our interviews that we had the other week was with Brittany, and I am enjoying the Valley. I'm enjoying it more than Vanderpump. I feel like we've got a cast that offers something. I'm interested, and I don't know if it's just because there's a fair few new faces that are on there. I have no doubt, and I feel quite bad now, doubting that the Jackson Brittany stuff was for publicity, because I have no doubt now that it's all serious. I think she's got no intention of getting back together with him. She seems quite strong, and the way that she's sort of thinking, and she wants to sort of just co-parent and move on with her life. And I think good on her. We've got Jax that's come out this week with his anti-vax sentiments of that his son was ahead in everything. So not just meeting his milestones, he was ahead and then he got vaccinated. And he spoke to the genius that is Jenny McCarthy, the notorious anti-vaxxer. And I think he was on her podcast when he made those comments. So
And from what we're hearing from Brittany about the environment at home and the way that he would speak to Brittany, and we don't know the dynamic between them and their family, but I can't imagine that the home environment was one of peace and positive. You
no.
know, positive surroundings for a developing child during COVID.
Do you know what? These things happen with kids, and it is worrying as a first-time parent. Even watching that scene where they said that he was talking and then he sort of stopped. The same thing happened with me, and I ended up taking Hudson, my son, to speech therapy, and they were like, he's just not putting the words together, and it's sort of like laziness. So we just had to draw words out of him, and now sometimes I can't stop him talking. But as a first-time parent, it's worrying because you're, have I done something? But these things do happen, and I get why people get worried about it. But yeah, we've also got Zach, who has needs to be awarded the most awful hair in the history of hair. It's acceding. People have receding hairlines. It's getting further and further forward.
It's gonna end
It'll
up
just be now. It'll just be like, what is going on with that guy's hair? Yeah. Do you know what? You could come on in a couple of weeks. I'll be like, hey, today I'm interviewing Zach from the Valley
Hey.
because this is what's happening. You've got to put on that voice too. I'm not sure what it is. Is it a wig? Is he blow waving it forward? Does he
He's
have a
taking
teeny
the
tiny
piss,
forehead?
surely. Oh my God. No gay man has
It's
hair
going to
like
join.
that.
It's going to join with his eyebrows.
Oh
I don't know what's happening. So that hair is bad. And Jesse's jacket? What in the Miami Vice was that?
not
What
wearing
was
that
going on?
in Capri. Oh my God. It was
It was a
horrible.
geometric
Red and black and blue and
triangles. There was triangles, I
he's
think.
a, I mean, he's just a mess of a person, I think. Watching him and his wife, Michelle, I'm of the view. I'm probably wrong, but I'm calling it. I think that they had already broken up and that they decided to go ahead with the show. The amount of hate and just dislike for their partner, like both of them to each other, there's just too much there for them to have still been a genuine couple. They had to have been separated at that point. I mean, we know
Yeah, I
now
think so.
they've filed for
They're a
divorce.
couple. Yeah. But I'm really enjoying it. Kristen is, I've missed her. Her energy and behavior and how messy she is what I need in reality. Like when they were out to dinner and she was like, we'll go home and we'll make love and then we'll smoke weed and we'll make love. Like I'm like, her openness and the way that she is great. I feel like that guy is giving so many red flags. Like he's like, I don't want to move to LA. And she's like, well, I'm not moving to, where's he from? The country somewhere,
Colorado, yeah.
Colorado. And he's very insipid. And I don't like an insipid, like there's something, he's like a warm glass of water or something.
A wet mop.
There's something
You're a
that I'm
wet
like, there's
mopping man.
nothing
That's so
in this.
mean.
I know, this is me. I know. He seems quite nice, but I think when she's maybe got blinders on because she just wants that happy ending and she just wants her baby. And I understand that. But maybe, I don't know. I don't want to sound like Jax, but I feel like maybe just go and have the baby. Like Lala. Yeah.
Like Lala.
But anyway, I'm seeing red flags there and I'm worried.
Yes.
Anyway, that was that. Probably going to get
Now.
cancelled after that, but anyway.
Look, something that I'm not going to say that it's going to get cancelled, but whether it gets renewed for season two, I'm not sure. Vanderpump Villa. So it's a Hulu program screening in Australia on Disney Plus. It is Lisa Vanderpump's French chateau, which is staffed by mostly American waiters and service people who've been working over in Vegas. There are some French cast members as well. Look, I don't like it. To me, when I started watching it, I thought, oh, this is great. This is going to be like if Blowdeck and Bridgerton and Vanderpump Rules all got together and had a baby. And that's what we've got. But the more we watch it, the more it comes across as it's just a setup thing. Like these people are not professional enough. If we were watching Below Deck, the captain runs a tight ship. That's not happening at Vanderpump Villa. It's too messy and it's too unprofessional and it doesn't feel like there's anything at stake. It doesn't feel like these are real guests. It feels like the guests are almost in on it and are prepared for a shitty experience because it's being filmed. Like it's giving me those vibes. And Eric, who is the chateau manager, I don't know if he was in Chippendales or something like that with his strip teasing. When he does his to cameras, for a start, he's a knob. Also, shave the beard off, and I think then we'd see the real you. You know who men who have a beard, like what's his name that we love from that show Yellowstone?
Oh yeah, Rip.
Rip from Yellowstone. Take the beard off. It's like, what the
Yeah.
fuck?
No, he's got a weak chin. I don't want a weak chinned
What a
man.
weak chin man. Well, Eric's giving me those vibes because, like, he looks at the camera and he's very, very beautiful. But then when it's real life and the camera's watching him and he's off to the side, it's like when people use those filters and they move a little bit and then the filter's gone and it's like, oh shit. Is
His eyelashes are over here.
that?
His beard come off.
So that's where I'm at with it right now. I'm not really enjoying it. I'm watching it, but I need it to be a bit more professional.
Yes, I liked the first episode, and I thought that how you said that it was like Below Deck meets Vanderpump. I did like that at the start. I found it funny the first episode, Lisa came down really hard on them all for drinking. And then Eric went off and was drinking, like not only drinking, pouring the bottles down his throat and strip teasing, and nothing really happened. I was like, oh, there's going to be drama because he's going to get in trouble. Nothing happened. So I'm
No.
like, what is this? It seems very staged. They have this commentary card that the guests fill in, which
Yeah.
seems a bit wanky.
Wanky.
I don't know what it is. There's a guy called Marciano, I think it is. And he's giving Jack's vibes. Like he's always sweaty. He seems a bit coked off his face. Like I don't know what's going on. He's always
Allegedly.
allegedly. Not
Allegedly.
that Jack's. Not that Jack's. It's
We
ever
didn't
been
say
confirmed.
that.
No. If you were to do coke, you may look sweaty and shiny or something and act out in certain ways. And that's what he's giving those same sort of vibes. But yeah, I love the chef. He seems quite professional. And the sous chef, who's a female, I really love those two. And I would happily watch that. But I agree, the guest seemed like it's rigged.
I've brought a little guest, and we will do our best to continue recording. Oliver is now in the room, and he's a little bit grunty and a little bit with the heavy breathing. I think you've got a runny nose. Yeah, he
We are.
does.
It's all of us. It's
Yeah,
okay.
it's
I
okay.
know why Oliver joined, because he wants to hear about the best show that's airing on Bravo at the moment, which is Summer House. He's arrived just in time. I look forward to it every week. It is the
Yep.
standard for them all. So West coming on has been really good. Jesse Solomon has been a really good addition as well. I wasn't sure about him at the start, but he has
Yeah.
really come on board really well. I'm loving it's just giving the original reality TV sort of vibes where Jesse Solomon brought a girl back to the house and the girls were like peering out the window and whispering. We're seeing Carl and Lindsay sort of fall apart a bit. How that woman was blindsided and how she could even say that she was remotely blindsided, I don't know how. Because
I think
watching it,
like it's interesting to watch because I don't think Lindsay is any different than she's ever been. But Carl's expectations were almost that Lindsay would change when they were in a relationship. Like I do
no,
feel
but
she's been consistently an asshole for a long time.
she is consistently. But when they first hooked up, she did stop drinking for a bit, and she said it was for him, which I never really agreed with. I don't think that anyone should stop drinking for somebody else. You should only stop when you want to. But I think that her personality is a lot different when she drinks. You see her like unravel, and she's drinking a lot. Like in the morning, who wants a mimosa? Who wants this? And I know that it's like a weekend holiday situation, but for someone who wasn't drinking much at all. Then we've got Kyle, the flower boy at the wedding. So that's sort of drama.
Oh, how insulting. I want you to be a flower boy. My God. Yeah. I would have
Yeah,
got
that was.
really angry. I thought Kyle handled himself really well there. That was
He
pretty
did.
rude.
Probably because he could see that the wedding was never going to go ahead. But in saying that, I feel like him and Amanda, like they are just on opposite ends of the scale. She doesn't like going out. He is very sociable. I think that her expectation of when they got married that he was going to settle down, and maybe they didn't have that conversation because he is not settled down. And with his behavior, how he is, like going out, coming home at 4 a.m. consistently, I can understand her really not wanting to have children. So he's smiling.
So you're being distracted by the baby.
I'm getting distracted by the baby.
We got to remember, like, yes, we film this. Yes, we upload the
Sorry.
video, but it is an audio medium.
Stop that baby
Don't
smiling at me. But yeah, so I really like it. And have you noticed that Kyle is constantly weeing? Like, I feel like he's just out in the, he's like a 4-year-old. You know, when little kids, or you'll learn because it's your first boy, but when a little boy is first toilet trained, they just like, I'm going, and they just go wherever. That is Kyle. He never grew out of it.
Now that you pointed out, yeah, I think he has a problem. Well, he's
Lauren
drinking a
Episode,
lot.
yeah, Kyle needs a Ural. I think he's got a UTI.
Kyle needs a Ural.
Think there's something going on because he's constantly like, does anyone like, and he's off in the bush. He doesn't
Yeah.
use a toilet.
No.
Yeah.
Western Sierra. I mean, can they please get married and have babies and have a spin-off show?
I hope
I
so.
need them to work out so much. And Craig and Paige, like the two of them, those two couples are
Yeah.
just, oh, I said to you before, when I'm watching Summer House, I don't write any notes. Because I am so in the moment, enjoying what I'm watching with a smile. Like I keep catching myself with this huge
Yeah.
smile on my face. And it just, yeah, it brings me so much joy. And those couples, they are reality TV gold.
Yeah, they're great. And it's just really, there's drama, but not too much drama. And there's an equal amount of entertainment factor, but it doesn't seem completely forced. I feel like some of the shows, they try and really force it. And we can see it from a mile away. This seems like genuine friendships, genuine people with real problems, but the problems aren't all consuming. The show is good.
It's
I
authentic.
love
It
it.
feels really authentic.
Yeah. So, but I will riot if because there's something in the mid-season trailer where Wes, they're like, are you still seeing other girls or something? If he does dirty, I'm gonna riot. But I'm hoping that they're still together. And I hope Paige and Craig, I'm the same. I just want everyone paired up. They're nice.
It's feel good TV. And something else that's feel good TV, but it's not feeling as good as it normally does, but it's still feeling pretty good, is Below Deck. So my notes on Below Deck are a little bit skewed. So first of all, just touching on Jill Zarin and her appearance, she was the guest from Hell. And when we interviewed Chef Anthony, we did try to ask a question about Jill and her appearance on the boat, and we were not allowed to ask that question. And I kind of see why now, because there's obviously a little bit of tension happening in Bravo Land with Jill. And she didn't come off all that well and hasn't won any fans. So
She
that
was
was interesting.
insufferable.
Mm.
She wasn't even the primary charter guest.
And
And
the
she was
editors, the way that they put it on the screen, not the primary.
not the primary
We
constant.
love an editor with sass. Like, bring it on. We need more of that.
Yep.
Dylan, can we talk about Dylan? Because we haven't had an opportunity to talk about Dylan.
So Dylan's the new bosun.
Not the
No.
bosun. He's the new guy, the new deckhand.
Deckhand.
And
Sorry.
he's very good looking. But from the moment he walked on that boat, he's been making his pecs dance and washing his ham to remove as much
The
fat
ham
from
in my head.
washing the ham. What the hell?
What's he washing off the ham?
He thinks there's fat on it. So he was a larger child and bullied when he was growing up, and now he's this chiseled, Adonis of a man. But in terms of what's going on between the ears,
He's washing his personality away with the fat on the ham.
oh, it sounds mean, but I instantly had visions of the movie 50 First Dates with Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler and the brother, Drew
Yeah.
Barrymore's brother, with the dancing pecs, and he was just on the roids, and but his personality was just, there was nothing going on between those ears. And yeah, that's the vibe I get from Dylan. I mean, even when he was saying what he does to pick up girls, is that he in the club will drop down on the ground and do push-ups And then gets up and like licks his fingers and pushes up his eyebrows and then stands there like Captain fucking America.
I don't know. I when he first come on and everyone was saying how attractive he is, I could see he's attractive, but shh, don't talk.
That's a one night stand where you're like,
But yeah, just
don't, you
don't. There's
don't need to talk.
nothing. No. And he popped up in the back of Vanderpump Rules. Have we even discussed that? He was there behind Ariana, I think, or Lala or something
I'm not
in one of.
surprised that he had no dialogue. Can you imagine? He was probably just telling everybody his morning gym routine.
We don't need him weighing in on the Scandoval drama. The only notes I've got on Below Deck is the Jules Aaron is insufferable. Barbie and Fraser, the drama between them both, I don't care.
No.
I want to care, but I don't. And that there's a new stew called Paris, and she
And she's
seems
funny. She
entertaining.
likes mayonnaise. We know that.
Well, don't we all? I hope it's Kewpie.
Now I need to taste Kewpie mayonnaise. Is it super sweet? Yeah, I know. I don't think. See, your taste buds are so much more
Refined.
romantic and fabulous than mine. Like, I see what you
Oh,
post on Instagram. I see your food that you're cooking, and I'm there making like a cheese and ham toastie, and I'm like, whatever. You really need to move closer to me. I need more of your food. But anyway,
you
we've
could
gone.
drop. I could. Yeah. I don't know if we can continue this podcast after this week if you haven't tried Kewpie. Like, that's how strongly I feel
It's a
about
deal
it.
breaker.
You. Yeah. I feel like you have tried it and not known.
That'd be what it is. I just don't know what it
Have you been
is.
like in a Japanese restaurant when you go, if you get like the fried chicken or a fried prawn or the tempura, often it comes, oh, tempura not, but it comes with the mayonnaise, it's Kewpie.
Right. Okay. I'll try it
So
out.
I'm at a point where I'm almost drinking it like Amanda was drinking the ranch. Like, I'm there. It's incredibly fatty and not good for you, but you know what? It's my thing. I really enjoy Kewpie. So that was that. That's Below Deck. We've also had Martha's Vineyard start. So we've had it start probably what, before Easter, did it come on? And I'm enjoying it, but it's not holding up against Summer House and all the other shows that are on at the moment.
No, it feels very like in terms of the cast, it feels very Gen Z. It feels like the language that they use, like I'm holding space for this, and the way that they have their little meetings and everything's very,
Yeah.
very thoughtful. And it's, I don't want to use the word woke because I don't like the connotations that come with saying
Yeah.
something is woke. But of all the Bravo shows that we watch, it's definitely got that kind of vibe. And it's not fun and carefree like Summer House, because you've got Summer House and then Summer House Martha's Vineyard, two very similar shows. One's a spin-off of the other, and yet they are so completely different in the output that we're getting as a viewer.
Yeah, I don't like the meetings.
No. And I thought
And
with
I
Silas not being there that they wouldn't happen. It, so that even in his
don't.
absence, they're still happening.
I really like Preston, who we had on.
Yeah. And he's engaged.
He's engaged, which
Congratulations.
is lovely. And I really enjoy him. I think somehow we need to get more of him in there.
Yeah,
More
I
people
agree.
like him. The other people sort of, they've got this history of being, did some of them work at like a Playboy bar or something? Like, they've got stories and history and stuff, but they don't give much. There's one girl that just keeps taking off her clothes, and good on her, she looks fabulous.
Denise.
But that's her storyline.
Yeah.
That's what she does. And I'm like, well, you can't just do that.
Yeah, I agree. It's okay.
It's all right. But
Yeah.
yeah, I feel like we need a little bit more Prestons in there or something. Even the
Yeah.
guys on there seem a bit. I don't know. Amir, I liked last season. I don't really like him this season.
It's a bit flat. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Something we haven't really talked about, we've touched on it, and I haven't even finished it yet, and I will finish it. Is buying Beverly Hills. So we discussed, I think, maybe we've just discussed personally, but just the fact that Mauricio was so much more open on this show, that we got so much more out of him than we did from Kyle in this season of Beverly Hills. I really did enjoy buying Beverly Hills. I'm a little bit not turned off, but I've watched something or listened to a podcast in some way about how they talk about real estate shows and how they're made, and just how they often will stage the selling of a house for the program. So it kind of takes a bit of the shine off it. But I like to think that we are seeing real transactions just because of the scale of the business that they're showing.
Well, he's
Like,
running a business.
that's right. The
Like, it's a
agency is the
real.
biggest agency in America. So it's not
Now,
like
selling Sunset's questionable, but the agency where.
it's got more credibility. I sent
Yeah.
you a photo the other day here in Geelong of like a real estate agency,
Oh, yeah.
Geelong agency, and they've used the same font and everything. I'm like, oh, bless them.
They're
Bless them,
trying.
bless them. But I watch Bravo. I know what's
Yeah.
going on.
Bless your
I
little
know what that
country.
is.
Yeah, country hearts. You're trying. I'm enjoying it. I liked hearing the drama between the Hiltons and like, 'cause we've never really heard much about that.
No.
Rick Hilton and Mo, and there's been drama and they're stealing staff and like headhunting. I really quite enjoyed that drama, but Paris
Yeah.
came out about that and sort of had a bit to say when that all aired. I don't know if after watching it all, there was a lot more about Kyle and Mo's marriage in this. And I don't know if this was strategic to maybe take some of the drama away from Beverly Hills to get more viewers into this agency show. And even though Kyle and Mauricio are apart or separating or whatever, her daughters are a big part of that show. And maybe
Their
she doesn't want to be
future,
on Beverly Hills anymore.
yeah, their future is on the agency, and that's their future career paths. It's
So
not
I feel like, was it
housewives.
strategic? Because this is all their family. And regardless of Kyle still makes an appearance here and there, but it's their children. So I feel like maybe they've saved that drama for the what's it called? Buying Beverly Hills.
Oh, I don't know whether Oliver is disagreeing with you with the shaking of his head or it's just
He
teasing.
is a big Beverly Hills
I think he's
fan.
got a cold. I think he's got a cold and he's like not knowing how to deal with the congestion, the poor little darling. There's lots of head shaking going on. Very cute.
Maybe he's on Rick Hilton's Blink, mate. Blink if you like the Hiltons. Kathy's now channeling babies.
My God. Anyway, oh,
Anyway,
this
it
is,
was a good watch. I
yeah, it
enjoyed
was.
it. Yeah.
This is quite the exercise trying to film a podcast with a
Explain.
6-month-old
We're
baby
done
in my arms. Yeah, I think it
now.
might
We're
be
done.
time to wrap up. Have we done everything? We've done everything. We have.
Oh.
Awesome. So this is a super bumper episode, and I'm looking forward to getting back into our regular schedule
Yeah.
now that holidays are done. And, you know, we love to throw in our celebrity interviews every now and then, but this is where it's at, like chatting about what's on week to week. This is where the fun is at, I think. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you for chatting. Thank you to everybody for
Have a
listening.
good day.
And let
Yes.
us know your thoughts. And let us know your thoughts on Bluey.
Yes. Bye.
Bye. Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.